all three of the pressure instruments, airspeed indicator, vertical speed indicator, and altimeter, measure pressure from the aircraft pedostatic system. Pressure of a static or still air is measured where the air is not disturbed. On some aircraft, this air is sampled by static ports on the side of the fuselage. These ports are in locations that are proven by flight tests to be in undisturbed air, and they're normally paired on either side of the aircraft. Dual location prevents lateral movements of the aircraft from giving erroneous static pressure indications. The areas around the static ports may be heated with electric heating elements to prevent ice formation. Pedo pressure, or impact air pressure, is taken through an open-end tube pointed directly into the relative wind. Pedo tube connects to the airspeed indicator and to the static ports, which deliver their pressure to the airspeed indicator, altimeter, and VSI. What you need to know about the airspeed indicator and airspeeds are terms and abbreviations. There are three different types of airspeed indications you need to know. They are indicated airspeed, which is the reading on the airspeed indicator, calibrated airspeed, which is indicated airspeed corrected for installation and instrument error, and true airspeed, which is calibrated airspeed corrected for temperature and pressure variations. You need to be able to explain the difference between indicated airspeed, calibrated airspeed, and true airspeed. Another thing you need to know is a number of airspeed limitations, abbreviated as V-speeds. Now, these are indicated by color-coded markings on the airspeed indicator. They are VSO. VSO is the stall speed, or minimum steady flight speed, in the landing configuration. It is the lower limit of the white arc on the airspeed indicator. VFE, maximum flap extended speed. This is the upper limit of the white arc on the airspeed indicator. The entire white arc on the airspeed indicator defines the flap operating range. VS1. VS1 is the stall speed, or minimum steady flight speed, in a specified configuration. This is the lower limit of the green arc on the airspeed indicator. The entire green arc on the airspeed indicator defines what's called the normal operating range. There are two more, VNO and VNE. VNO is the maximum structural cruising speed. This is the upper limit of the green arc and the lower limit of the yellow arc. The yellow arc defines what's called the caution range. This range should be avoided unless you are flying in smooth air. And VNE, never exceed speed. This is the upper limit of the yellow arc, and it's marked in red. It's the red line on the airspeed indicator. This is the speed that should never be exceeded. Now, there are other important airspeed limitations that are not color-coded on the airspeed indicator, but these are found in the pilot's operating handbook, or they're found on placards posted inside the aircraft. These important airspeed limitations are, there's only four of them. VLE, the maximum landing gear extended speed, VLE. Then there's VA, which is the design maneuvering speed. This is the speed which should be flown in rough air or if severe turbulence is encountered. The airspeed should be reduced to the maneuvering speed or less in order to minimize stress on the airplane structure. VA, design maneuvering speed. Finally, there's VX and VY. VX is the best angle of climb speed, and VY is the best rate of climb speed. VX, the best angle of climb speed, is the airspeed that will result in the most gain in altitude over a given distance traveled. VY, the best rate of climb speed, is the airspeed that will result in the most gain in altitude over a given period of time.